Andy and Ron are on.
Well, good morning, everyone. Welcome to Saturday AM Live / Team Rogers Mentoring. Vance Rogers coming at you live here from Corbett, Oregon, my favorite. Literally, I think it's probably, well, there's two favorite times of the week for me that I get to connect with members of the Nikan family. This is one of them, and it has been for, goodness, 15, 16, 17, I don't know how many years. It's been a long time. So great to have you with us today, and if you're listening to the recording via Saturday AM Live, welcome to you as well. Want to put a plug in here right quick. This is more of an appetizer or kind of the appetizer this morning of two calls. Largely what I'm going to refer to and hopefully will cause some interaction from those of you who are really stepping up not only your business with Nikan, but also the five pillars of health. Jeff Isom, Nikan's North American Vice President of Sales and Training, is, I just found this out yesterday, got a call from Dave Johnson, and he said, you know, my great minds think alike, Vance, I so enjoyed what Jeff shared with the Diamonds and the Royal Diamond this week, I asked him to be on my call this Saturday. So today, if you've got the time, and if you don't, then catch the recording. All these recordings, I believe it's at magneticleaders.com. You kind of poke around in there, and it'll get you to the right spot. But Jeff Isom has, Nikan being the Vice President of Sales and Training, this is his first career. Up until this point, he's always done a lot of things out of the box and some amazingly fascinating things. But one of the things that I've always appreciated about Jeff over the 20-plus years that I've known him, I met him in January of 1995, actually. We were on a cruise together. And always been one who is the epitome of what we call humans being more in the concept of Kaizen, in that what am I doing today to improve myself so I can be better service to those around me, those in my community, in my profession. And that's what he challenged us with this week, and I'm trying to pull up the number for Dave Johnson's call that commences in about an hour from now. There it is. So if you've got the time and you want to hear it directly from Jeff, I'm going to cover some of the highlights of what he challenged us with and then open it up. This will probably be the shortest amount of me talking this morning and more of you. And if you're willing, as one of the Team Rogers mentees, to evaluate what the first 5 months of 2015 have been like for you. This is kind of a grading. You know, we got graduations taking place both for preschool, eighth graders, high school, and having been part of one of all three of those, we got colleges that are graduating. We have to go through and evaluate, you know, did we make the grade? Looking back at the last 5 months of our life, and again, it's so much more than just building a Nikan business, but that the people that find it most rewarding and most fulfilling to gain out of Nikan what you hope to gain, the people that are the most rewarded are those who are constantly evaluating themselves and saying, okay, how am I doing in the five pillars? Okay, my body, for example. How am I doing in improving my body to create the best temple, the best environment, so that everything else will function properly? Well, I can tell you, 3.5 weeks ago for me, and I'll quit talking about my hernia surgery, but for those of you who didn't know, I underwent minor surgery, as they call it, 3 small incisions, and, you know, for the next few days, after that, I didn't feel like doing much anything. I was walking around like I would be if I was 95 years old with extreme scoliosis, because not to put any extra pressure on my whole belly area, and a lot of bruising, a lot of not being, man, you learn real quick not to sneeze. But that was one of the things that I know that I needed to do to get my body, to get this temple. It's not a tent, it's a temple, and if we don't take care of it, then it won't function. That was one of the things that I had been pondering for months, and I really needed to get this done. And there's no good time. There's never a good time to have a surgery. I mean, it's not like you look at your calendar and go, you know, I've got, you know, that date open. I think I'll go under the knife and experience the wonderful side effects of anesthesiology, then having your stomach pumped up and everything so they can get in there and work around. No, there's never a good time. There's never a good time to slow down if you are a, you know, one that likes to take life at full throttle, like myself. It's not cramming a bunch of stuff in. It's just taking advantage of the day. So anyways, Jeff Isom is going to be doing it a little more thought-provoking than I definitely could. And that phone number, if you've never dialed into Dave's call, it takes place every single morning at 8 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. And then on Saturday, he really has a focus of bringing in some of the best. And it's a 20 to 30-minute call, depending on when you tap into it. But area code, and here's where you'd write this down. Area code 218-548-3988. Again, 218-548-3988. And that PIN code, or the password, no, code to get in is 838-54-POUND. Again, 838-54, and then the pound sign. And again, that's the morning rev that takes place every single morning at 8 o'clock, and Jeff Isom, Nikan's national national, what was his title again? I just said it. Director, VP of Sales and Training. There we go. Get my mind to function here. But looking again, and I know several of you are on the line live, so being that I can hear you, I'm going to call on you. And if we had to evaluate the last 5 months, the first 5 months of 2015, we've had this new... I keep pausing when people are talking because you demuted your line and I can hear you and everybody else can hear you. So, it's, you know, like a good teacher, I try to set the example of if I'm talking and you're talking, then it's one of us can't hear because our brains don't work that way. Sorry, that's my nice way of saying, push mute again, so other people can hear. If we had to evaluate the first 5 months of 2015, looking at these new, the new terminology that we've been using, the biggest one is the term quality enrollment, and we've got nearly 600 people in North America that have bought into that, that said, yep, count me in. I want to be part of that group. And there was an email that that was sent out this week. I cannot find it for the life of me. I know it was sent out because I looked at it. And it was recognizing people who bought into the autoship concept 20 years ago. Now, for Stacy and I, this August of 1995, is when I enrolled in autoship a month before we got married. And I thought, you know, this seems just like the right thing to do. We're using these consumables every month. Why not save an extra 10%? That was my only motivation for getting on autoship. Little did I know all the other benefits that are associated with that. Number one is that you ensure, biggest reason why you'd want to enroll in autoship is to get the products at a 10% discount. Any autoship order over 100 points or over the $100, the base amount on the wholesale price, you get an extra 10% on any of the consumables. That's the skincare, the nutritionals, all the whole food organic nutritionals, and then any of the filters, water, air, any of the filters that we have for our great environmental solutions, then we get those at a 10% discount. And then the other bonus is we can throw any of the other items on there, like the insoles, the necklaces, the jewelry, anything at all, over 95%. I think there's all but 9 products that we can't put on autoship. So why not take advantage of the savings on, you know, the shipping while we're doing the other stuff? Number two reason why autoship is so fantastic is it ensures that as you introduce more people to Nikan, you'll always get a commission check. Nikan's main primary requirement, and if you look at companies in this industry, there's a lot of different requirements. Once you get into it, you think, oh my goodness, I have to re-qualify that amount every single month just to get a check. And I talked to someone this week, and I can't remember the company that they mentioned, but they said, oh yeah, if you don't keep doing that big amount every single month, and I can't remember what the amount was, but they said, then you get demoted, you lose your rank, you have to start all over again. I said, oh, no, that's not the way Nikan is. Anytime you hit any of the positions, senior, executive, silver, and above, you're locked in for life. You'll always have that title. You'll always be entitled to that earning potential if you meet the criteria of that position. And the beautiful thing about Nikan, though, is that we are always entitled to the 25% retail markup. And that's what comes with autoship and being quality enrolled, that $500 mark. Okay, enough about business, okay? Let's look at, for example, Healthy Minds, okay? Or Healthy Society and Family. And again, keeping them in the proper order. It starts with our body. We got to take care of this temple. Then we look at the mind. We got to keep our mind sharp and intuitive, and there's a lot of different ways we can do that, but one of the biggest ones is by reading, by listening to things that are uplifting. And I enjoy reading international news. I won't watch it because there's always a slant, no matter who's presenting it. I've looked at a lot of different sources, but reading it, I can kind of read between the lines, and I enjoy seeing what's going on in other cultures, especially countries where I've spent time and lived, and how that affects us. But at the same time, as our oldest daughter, McKenna, her history teacher this year said, if you want to understand the future and figure out the best way to navigate the future, then you have to read and understand the past. And one of the best ways that I know how to understand the past is read the Bible. And as I was reading in Deuteronomy and Psalms this morning, you see how things correlate that took place several thousand years ago to today. And it's a better way to understand it. So this is one of the areas that I keep my mind sharp. But if I had to go back, and here's where that we get to the meat and potatoes of today, is if we had to evaluate the last 5 months and grade ourselves honestly, okay, don't just be brutally honest. That's the hard part. But not negative, because that's where we can get toxic, and you don't want to go that direction. But if, and Nikan uses this formula, by the way, at the 6 and 12 month review of all their employees in this category here, were you outstanding and did you exceed what the benchmarks are for you? Or were you satisfactory and it definitely needs improvement? And, you know, if Nikan uses this for their employees, why shouldn't we be doing it for ourselves? Again, trying to our best to get the most out of these five pillars. A healthy body, healthy mind, healthy family, finances, and society. And if you look at them in that order, and that's the order that I was first presented them to years ago, is that first we got to take care of this body. And 90% of Nikan come in to Nikan because there's a physical issue. And then we take care of the mind. And then right behind that, we address the needs of the family. And family and finances can, you know, they could go either way. But I like to look at it as family, because if we've taken care of this temple, our body and our mind, then let's address the needs of our family. And sometimes those may be more important than ours because, or not necessarily more important, but maybe we're doing pretty decent, but we've got a member of our family, a spouse or one of our kids that's dealing with something chronic. Or typical, even, for that matter. And then once we do that, then we address the needs of the family. The finances. And when we do that, all of a sudden, well, we can do that by introducing more people than you can. Getting that 25% retail profit right from the get-go. I mean, that definitely starts right. And with the 21 Club that we have now, they call it, we've been joking amongst the leaders, they call it the SCOMA maneuver. Okay, and it is named after Tony Scoma, who set out, I think it was 2 months ago, to do the, he took on 7 different 21 clubs at the same time, and each time we complete that, both the A and the B, the person who's the leader and then the person who's doing it, that you work as a team, they both earn an extra $250 cash. It's a check that's mailed out twice a month on the 15th and on the 3rd of the month, depending on when you complete it. And the SCOMA maneuver, by the way, is getting that check and spending it however you would lavishly or frivolously, there we go, do that with no care for anything, or put it into something that you really, really want to invest in. And it's different in the way that Nikan pays us, because most of us are on direct deposit. So that extra $250 cash come in the form of a check. We've nicknamed it the SCOMA maneuver, because what do you want to most do with that? What would make you giddy, for example, of an extra $250 cash? You know, that's one of the fun things that we have with this, with our marketing plan, our compensation plan, is that as a brand new consultant, I mean, you're not even at the senior level, and you're getting an extra $250 bonus. And that makes a huge difference. And it goes on and on and on. So, again, let's open it up. We're 18 minutes past the hour here. I want to hear from Lee and Molly and Doug, Julie, any of the other members of Team Rogers, if you're tuning in this morning and you didn't get a chance to share earlier in the week when we get together as a group. It's our primary connection group. But if you had to evaluate yourself and giving yourself, again, looking at the five pillars with the idea of continual education and hearing the top leaders in Nikan in North America analyze themselves and say, yep, I was outstanding or I exceeded my goals, what I hope to gain, in the area of, body, for example, or, you know, whatever the case may be. When it comes to finances, that's usually our business, you know, what we're doing day to day, week to week, as far as introducing people to Nikan. And if you had to evaluate yourself, where would you be? And again, not being negative or toxic and saying, oh, I talked to... No, we're not getting into that. We're not getting into specific examples. But if you had to evaluate looking at the last 5 months, saying, yes, because I know several of you people on the line right now, like us, that you met the requirements to be quality enrolled every single month. So you're listed on the Rising Stars recognition group. That's awesome, because that means every single month you have at least $100 auto ship, and that you're bringing on customers, and or you've got a sizable auto ship every month, and you're utilizing out of that to improve yourself and introduce other people, because you've just figured out that's the best way to work for you, versus introducing customers, and we've got people who are doing both and all that stuff. So hit *6 on your phone, that way we can hear you, and be bold, and let's have
some
fun. Good morning.
This is Candy from Virginia.
And welcome back from Haiti. I know you've been home for about a week and a half, 2 weeks or so.
Yes, thank you very much.
I'm sure that was an incredible trip.
It was, and just a real blessing. We were so excited. We saw over 250 patients on my medical mission. And
wow.
We had seven who asked Jesus into their hearts. So we were really doubly excited.
That is incredibly cool. Hey, Candy, can you do us a big favor? Because I know somebody's going to text me any second, and they're going to say, we can barely hear Candy. So,
okay.
There you go. That's much better.
That's much better.
So, Candy, being that your husband's an educator at a college, and you have been in nursing all of your life, you have to get graded. So pick one of those five pillars. I don't care which one. But, and again, looking back, and you guys are part of the Rising Star program. You've been quality enrolled every month. You're setting the example. Pick one and evaluate yourself and tell us why you'd evaluate and give yourself that grade.
Well, right now, I'm thankful that I'm feeling stronger in most of them. But the one where I'm wanting to work the hardest right now is with my emotion coach.
Okay.
Bringing that in as a better balance. I have an enhancement to what I have to offer with Nikan, using Nikan products. But that would be a part of society.
Mm-hmm.
Strengthening the society, definitely, as long as Haiti was a positive, not to mention, I'm, qualifying for all of the enrollments to be on the Rise and Spell program. That's exciting for us. And have a new consultant who is excited about rolling along. When I weighed in at Coke this morning, I'm down another 2 pounds.
Yay!
So I'm just saying thank you, Lord. That's, I'm feeling much better balanced at the moment, but I'm still struggling to, I guess, my biggest struggle. So for where I want to be, I'm still a C-class B at the balance between out-of-home employment demands and personal business accomplishments.
You know, Candy, if I were to evaluate you or give you a grade just on that healthy society pillar, this was your first trip to Haiti, or you've been before?
First
trip. Okay.
Yes.
And for those of you who don't know, having had our oldest daughter go there just a few weeks ago, and then Stacy and I went, oh goodness, years ago. It's been a long time, 18 years ago, and to the country of Haiti, poorest country in the Western Hemisphere. Okay, and what makes it even poorer, or adds insult to injury, and that's not a good way to even describe it, but is that the earthquake that they succumbed to a few years ago and just completely wiped out that country. And the figures and the statistics, or the investigation, just was released on what the Red Cross contributed to the country of Haiti after the earthquake. And they had documented that they had built over 700 homes for Haitians, and when in fact they built six.
Oh.
Six is a little bit shy of 700, right, Candy? Yeah. So this great charitable organization, and this is all documented. You can look it up. You don't have to take my word for it. And I'm sure there's somebody who can, from the Red Cross, if we were to invite them on the line right now, they could explain that that really wasn't. But here's the bottom line, is that people like Candy, who took time, spent her own money, raised her own money, people like our daughter, who did the same thing, went down, put value on the importance of investing into a healthy society. It's a little different than us saying, okay, we're going to give this money to an organization like Red Cross and trust that they're going to do the right thing. The problem is they don't. And I'm sorry to be the bearer of bad news, but millions upon millions of dollars is wasted every single year because of organizations, because of greed, and because people are manipulating the system. And a bunch of people at the Red Cross who were once employed will now get fired because of this investigation. They'll hire a whole new... This same thing happened after Katrina. It happened after the tsunami that hit Asia, and on and on and on. But to really be able to contribute, what Candy, what you did, I would give you an outstanding, exceeded A-plus looking at the first 5 months in the area of healthy society, because to step out and do that, that's scary for one. Because people think, oh my goodness, I've got to get cholera and malaria shots to go into Haiti.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And this is it's a
one
big
of those
deal.
Women we interviewed, three of them before going to the doctor, and she lost 10 children in the earthquake.
Wow. Yeah, so it's a real issue, but to be able to take time out of your schedule here as an American and do something way out of the box, and I hope those of you who are listening understand where I'm coming from. I'm not praising Candy and saying she's so great because she did this. She's just being obedient to what she knows God's asked of her, and this was one of those steps of faith. To improve that area of society, because it affects everybody. And it's no different than, maybe some of us would never even dream of getting on a plane, but we can volunteer at a local library and read with children during the summer,
yes,
or whatever it may be. That's a step of faith for us, because maybe we were dyslexic and we were terrible readers. I think that the core issue here is doing something. What I find fascinating about, if we're in a mode of a value, and I wouldn't spend every single day, 45 minutes to an hour every single day evaluating the previous days. No. Put some goals on paper. And I know for Candy and for everybody else that's been part of the mentoring process this first 5 months, we're really focusing on, okay, what some simple goals when it comes to Nikan, and those are the ones that we focus in on. That's what we discuss on our mentoring calls, even this morning on this one, is the areas of business. What do you want your personal volume to be this month? And Candy, I know that you were gone for a week and a half, 10 days. I have to look back at, I got to find my goals for the month of May. And really quickly, I fell short of that one. I surpassed that one. We did that. Wow, I haven't even had a chance to look at these because I haven't slowed down long enough to look at them. We did that one. We haven't done that one, but we did that one. We actually surpassed that one as well. And I'm sorry, I'm not being as specific on mine, but you, in the area of personal volume, in the area of personal group volume, were you able to be a quality enrollment yourself and then duplicate that in somebody else?
We continued to be a quality enrollment. We weren't able to duplicate quality enrollment in someone else, but we had, this is the month that we had, and then we had the new consultant
sign up. Yeah. Candy, do you find, again, in the area of evaluating yourself, to grade yourself on your goals, because they should always be changing. One of the things that we experienced last month is we set a goal of 500 PV, and by the middle of the month, we had surpassed that, so I went through and I changed the goal to 1,000 PV.
Uh-huh.
And then a few days later, one of our neighbors put in a $300 order and bumped us over the 1,000 mark, so I changed it again, and I changed it to 1,500 PV. Well, we had 13 or 14, I'd have to go back and double check, but I think it was 1,400 PV, so we fell a little bit shy. But the thing is, we more than doubled the original goal.
Right.
So it's a moving target. We should never have goals that we instantly hit and say, okay, now I don't have to call anybody else. I'm going to actually every evening, instead of getting on the phone and making a few calls, I'm just going to sit and watch whatever's on the mind-numbing television. We shouldn't do that. We should always be moving those goals. There should never be a goal that we hit, and if we do hit it, we should just keep changing it. So, Candy, if we can, I'd like to hear from, there's other people on the line.
Yes.
Let's hear from them on the subject of evaluating yourself and grading yourself.
Good morning, Vance. This is Doug.
Good morning, Doug. I figured if
Hi.
I paused long enough, then somebody would jump on in there and be bold. So, Doug,
yes,
let me put you on the spot, Doug. Give yourself a grade. And pick one of the pillars or, whatever.
The pillar is healthy body.
Okay. And what kind of a grade would you give yourself?
Needs. Improvement.
Okay, in what way? Because you're twice your weight of what you should be weighing? I have no idea, because Doug, you and I have never met in person.
I'm doing pretty good weight-wise. I've lost 12 pounds from my, I started 205 pounds, so I'm down 12 pounds.
Okay, and Doug, being that you're a guy, I can pick on you, right?
Absolutely.
Okay. So, Doug, give me your height.
I'm 5'11 and 3/4, almost 5'6".
Okay. almost 6 foot.
Almost 8, yeah.
Okay, so your ideal weight as a guy, and this is not a perfect scale. It's not a perfect grading system. It's just this is what the norm is for medium build, an average, just the averages, okay? So don't anybody beat me up and say, well, that scale is all off, okay? I'm just going by what the research out there, all right? So for Doug, it's right at 6 foot. Your ideal perfect weight would, for again, medium build. If you're large build and your shoulders are as wide as a Mack truck, that's a different thing. But for medium build, average, your weight would be 172.
Okay. At
6 foot.
My goal is 178.
Okay, so you're spotting yourself an extra 6 pounds.
Yeah.
What did you weigh when you stopped growing in height, as far as high school or college, whatever that was? But when you hit 6 foot or almost 6 foot, what did you weigh then? Do you remember?
About 145.
Oh my God. So you were quite a bit underweight.
Yeah, very much underweight, yeah.
Okay. And that was common back in the 50s, 60s, and early 70s because of what wasn't in our food supply. Okay, and we're not going to go into that. If you want to study that, you can jump on Linda Morris's call on Tuesday or Friday, or my mom co-hosts with several other people, wonderful people, the Lifestyle Call, which happens Monday through Friday, and I'm not going to give all that information, but you keep digging and you research it and you'll find it out. But that's not the focus of our topic today. Just looking at Doug as that, what is your target goal? And you say you need improvement, and you said you lost 12 pounds, and I beg to differ because you donated it, you shed it. As Candy said, she was down, I think she said 10 pounds or whatever, or 2 pounds this morning at weigh-in at Curve. We don't lose. Things we lose, we go and find. And you've heard my soapbox speech on that, so I won't go into it. But, Doug, what did you to drop that 12 pounds, and ideally you're targeting 178, what do you have to do, or what did you do during the last 5 months that caused you to, because for some people, that's 2 pounds, more than, that's 2-point-something pounds a month, which is very doable for most people. It's attainable, and more than likely that weight is not going to come back on you. So what did you do to drop that weight, that amount, and get you closer to that target goal of 178?
Number one, Vance, it was thinking. I've been kind of a carbohydrate junkie, and so I've tried to mentally avoid any excessive carbohydrates, and that has really helped.
And when you say excessive carbohydrates, give us an example of what would be an excessive carbohydrate for you.
Well, I love bread. I love potatoes. I love especially French fries. McDonald's fries.
Okay, guilty. I'm doing my own mental checklist, saying guilty, guilty, guilty.
And so it's just a matter of substituting those things with other things, and avoiding it or taking less.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of the times, my tendency is to go out for dinner quite a lot. And I like gravies and biscuits and that type of thing. And so I'm just mentally looking more at salads, lighter portions, that sort of thing. The other thing that my wife and I did is we joined a South Reno Athletic Club, and my goal was to go at least twice a week. And since the first of the year, I've only gone 4 times.
Wow. So you're falling into the same mode that most Americans do. And maybe it's North Americans. Maybe Beverly or Bill or Giselle would chime in on behalf of the Canadians and share with us exactly if their numbers and statistics are the same, that most people join a gym or become part of the local Y, or say, you know, they set out with great intentions about the first of the year, and then you said 4 times in 5 months.
Yeah. Now my wife is much better. She's gone like 2 times a week in the last 5 months. So
wow.
I want to get on a better schedule there, especially we're going to be celebrating our 25th wedding anniversary next Saturday. We're going to leave for Zion National Park, Bryce Canyon National Park.
Mm-hmm. Congratulations.
We're going to spend some time on the North Rim and then go down the South Rim, and we have a helicopter ride planned for the Friday of that week before we head up to Las Vegas and then the next day come back home. But it's amazing to me how badly my body has atrophied. I used to religiously ride my bike 3 times a week, roughly 5 miles a time, getting a great cardiovascular exercise in. And for some reason, I have quit doing that. And I had lower back problems for a number of years. And that's one of the reasons I use the Neekin products. But I used to have a stretching exercise that I did every morning, and I haven't done that since the first of the year. And yesterday morning, I said, you know, I better do some stretching and do the exercise. And I'm just so amazed at how much my body has atrophied. When I stretch my lower legs, I lay on the ground, I stretch my lower legs out wide, and I take my hands and move them up over my head. I could not believe the amount of pain I experienced in my inner thighs and in the tops of my shoulders doing those exercises. And then I do some stomach crunches, and I try to do 50 of them. I do 50. I don't try to do it. I make it. I just grind it out and do 50.
50, would you say crunches or sit-ups? Or?
Well, you lift it up and then hold for...
Oh, okay. Okay. Hey, Doug, let me ask a couple questions here, and then I want to allow... We have time for a couple more people here to chime in. Because I think what you're sharing is very, very valuable in that so many of us, physically, we haven't figured out the best way to take care of this temple.
Amen.
And treat it as a temple. We're our bodies have become this, you know, secondary. And again, if you just look at statistics, you know, 70%, at least here in America, 70% of us are overweight. We're carrying extra weight. And we have this list of justifications of why we're doing it. I did for years. And what I absolutely love, and I'm not saying this to beat up anybody, but I get giddy with excitement when I bump into somebody that I haven't seen in a while, and they say, Vance, why are you so skinny? And I said, I'm not skinny. I weigh what I weighed in high school when I hit the top of my height of where I am at 5'6". Actually, I'm 5", to be specific like you were, Doug, I'm 5'5 and 3/4". Our eldest daughter and I, she just went for a full physical 2 days ago, and she and I are the exact same height.
Wow.
And I thought, this is hilarious. She's done growing in height twice, so at least we think she is, based on the science behind the way our bodies develop. But for me, and I think for you, if I hear you correctly saying, is that we've got to take better care of this. Doug, one of the biggest differences between you and I is I'm in my mid-40s at 46 right now, and you are?
72.
Okay. So, but there's never a better time than right now, the present, to look at these five pillars and say, hey, if we can be honest, that's the key, is just be honest with ourselves and say, what are the areas that I need to improve the most, and let's focus on that. And one of the biggest things that, Doug, that I see that you could do is, and you're an advocate of this, is consume more water, and then that'll enable your body to not be atrophied and to get out there and do some things. One of the things I mentioned to Stacy just 2 days ago, I said, you know, we were driving back from someplace, and I said, you know, one of the things that I want to do this summer with the girls is something I've never done before in my life, and that's a 7-mile hike from basically sea level up to 4,000 feet elevation.
Oh my
and
goodness.
It's going from the second highest year-round running waterfall, Multnomah Falls, which is just 9 miles up the road from us, up to Larch Mountain, to Sherrod Point Peak. And it's 4,050. Well, I've done the hike many times, from the top to the bottom. Oh, that's easy. 7 miles all downhill. You know, it takes about 3.5-4 hours. That's easy. Of course, you feel it, the lactic acid buildup, over the next several days. But I've never done it from the bottom up.
Uh-huh.
I've done it partway. I've done the first 1.75 miles up to the top of Multnomah Falls. But we've never done it. I said, you know, we could do this with the girls. Addie's got more energy than 10 5-year-olds combined. And when she complains about her knees hurting or whatever, or excuse, or she needs a bar, or she needs more water, it's only because she's gotten distracted or bored. But we could do this. And I thought, why not?
Absolutely.
And that's a goal that I've set for myself. Doug, I would really, really encourage you, because you've identified these things and say, okay, I'm not riding my bike, I'm not utilizing my gym membership, I'm not doing these things. Let's just change it. It's June, it's not January. So you know about it, you know what you need to do. And what did you say your weight was right now?
It's at 193.
Okay, so am I doing the math quickly enough? So you're 15 pounds above what you want to be your target ideal. Is that right? Okay. You know, that is easily attainable. I was reading through some notes that Roger Drummer delivered a presentation when he first introduced the Vital Balance. And his comment was this, and I'm loosely paraphrasing it, that any typical or chronic condition that anyone is experiencing can be completely overhauled and start on a track to flip it the other way within as few as 7 days if we're willing to start our days with a high-protein breakfast.
You know, I agree with that, and I do use the Vital Balance, but I do it maybe twice a week, and I've got because of
Doug? Let me put you on the spot here, and we gotta move on to some other people. But what do you do the other 5 days when you're not using the Vital Balance for breakfast?
I generally grab a protein bar.
Okay.
But then there's a McDonald's about three on the way to work. So I sneak over to McDonald's and get a little burrito breakfast that has a little hash brown in it. And
I don't want to break down and pick on you, but if you had to analyze, and it doesn't take a scientist or a rocket, you know, engineer, to break down and analyze what's in that breakfast burrito, but it, number one, it's not protein, and the protein that is in it is so scientifically modified to what it originally was. And yes, there may be some protein in there in the eggs or the meat or whatever it is, but the chemical content is so high that your body doesn't even know how to process it. Therefore, this is not a commercial for Vital Balance. This is just saying, hey, I know because I feel like I'm cheating every time I use the Vital Balance. Actually, I'm going to make a big shake this morning for the girls, and I'm going to load it up with kale and some other things to really push the envelope. But eating a high-protein breakfast, again, high-protein, that's real, that's organic, whether that's a couple farm-fresh, cage-free, organic eggs, one or two is fine. You don't need to make yourself an egg omelet unless your name is Michael Phelps and you're training for the next Olympics, because we don't need to eat eight eggs, let's just be honest. Whereas Roger Drummer says some of us maybe just a chicken breast to get the protein in the body.
Yeah.
And when we do that within the first waking hours, everything will change. The chemicals in the body, everything will change, and all of a sudden, any addictive behavior that we may have, and then later in the day, especially in the evening for dinner, load up on the carbs, the good ones that are healthy, and that'll start the melatonin process to get the body to fall asleep. And there's so many things that we can overcome just by doing that. So, Doug, thank you for being so honest with that goal or that area, because I can foresee if you say, okay, I'm going to reward myself just once a week rather than every single day. I went cold turkey almost 12 years ago, and I just cut it out. I've been to a McDonald's drive-thru twice in 12 years. Once was for an ice cream cone, and once was for a salad. And that's really not a healthy salad coming out of McDonald's, trust me. It's just not. And those are the two times. So it's been almost 12 years that I've stepped foot in a McDonald's and actually walked up to the counter and ordered something. And that was just a decision I made.
Yeah.
And right. I feel bad that I'm not contributing to that great empire, but I really don't.
Amen. Just one last comment, Vince. I ran out of my 10-4s about a week ago, and I just love those. And I finally got my supply back in, so I'm back on my 10-4s, which tend to give me the energy I need to get through the day. That's a great product.
Oh, it is. And that's the beauty. Neekin has, when it comes to nutritional solutions, Neekin now has everything you'd possibly need. Now, there are some areas like real salt, and we're not going to talk about that, but there are some areas where you may have to go outside. But for the core issues of what the masses are dealing with, we've got the answers. We've got the solutions.
Yes.
And when you break them down, and I've done this many times over the last few months where we sponsor people as a customer or a consultant, I say, well, I take, you know, this company's product. Well, let's evaluate it. Let's energy test you and see how you respond on that version. Oh, wait, Neekin's got the same thing. And, ooh, we've got it cheaper. When you put it on auto ship every month, you can get it and spend less and get the same value, but let's see how your body responds to yours. Now compare it to Neekin's. And if they test higher on Neekin's, this is a no-brainer, people. So, you know, making the switch and, you know, utilizing that. We've got time for one more.
Can I, Dan?
Yes, go ahead, Mom.
Can I give just a couple of, or a few stats real quick
yep.
there? I was the reverse. 5'1". At the time within 2 years after I graduated from high school, I was 149 pounds. My doctor gave me a terrible scare, and it put me into a real serious reason for losing the weight that I was carrying over the amount. Now, according to a book I read some time ago and validated other places, not just there, the China study, the healthiest weight for me is between 100 and 105. Well, I've lost about an inch in height due to some bone loss that I regained it thanks to Neekin products. I fluctuate between 98 and 100 pounds. Now, I've kept the weight off going up to 115 at the highest over the years since I lost that initial 49 pounds. But I didn't necessarily do it in a healthy way, so I incurred two major problems with my health, and I won't go into those. But I will say that if you look at the charts that are not done for insurance reasons in this country, you will find a big difference if it's based on the healthiest people on the planet. And the healthiest people on the planet are what they used on the China study chart, and they also consume about 30 grams of protein a day instead of the average in this country is a minimum of 150 up to 250 grams of protein a day, which cause all the major diseases we deal with in this country. So,
no,
and
Mom, here's the flip side is you and I in a few hours' time are going to be going to a memorial service for a family member.
Yes.
We're going to be encountering family members that we haven't seen in a while, some who are traveling from other states. And This is a serious issue. This is probably, when it comes to a healthy body and evaluating and giving ourselves a grade, the easiest scorecard is our weight. And if we're not at our ideal weight, and again, I don't want to asphyxiate on this, but it's a huge, huge issue in our culture today, especially in North America. And if we're not, if we can be open and honest about it, we've got solutions, and it seems to be something that, and I just overheard a conversation, and I didn't turn fast enough to eavesdrop. We were at a graduation party, and we were talking about this, and I said, oh, yeah, but, and I got this medication, and the doctor put me on this, and I could hear the voice, but I didn't turn fast enough, but I so wanted to stick, you know, jump in there to throw my, you know, hat in the ring and say, just ask the question, are you open to doing something contrary to what the doctor is suggesting? Because this is going to send you down a trail that you're not going to be able to come back from. Because I'd recognize the drug that they were talking about. And they obviously, because their good doctor suggested it, they immediately were going to buy into it hook, line, and sinker. But, Mom, I love the fact that you're being honest, because ideally, as you said, your weight should be this. We're going to encounter a bunch of family members here in a couple hours that are going to, you know, they're going to say, you look too skinny, Char. Man, you need to eat more. You need to do this more. And yet, other than, you know, taking on too many projects and too many things and being sleep deprived, for you, physically, your body is probably in much better shape than it was even a few years ago, because you're addressing that and you're being honest.
And you didn't get to the point of the last part of what you said going to the funeral. The mother died at what age?
95, 96.
Okay, I was going to say 95 or 96. The daughter is now in intensive care in a coma, and she is probably maybe 60-ish, or mid-60s at the most, and she dropped into a coma that she's not coming out of, and I couldn't even guess how much overweight she is, as other problems. And,
yeah, and
the caregiver of the mother for the last year.
Yeah, so the rest of the story is, daughter was the caregiver of the mom who just passed away a few days ago, and daughter can't go to the memorial service. And this sounds crass for both Mom and I to be able to talk like this, but these are family members, and we're just being honest. We feel for them, but they know better. The mom was in much better physical shape than the daughter was.
Yeah.
Her whole entire life. Why? Because she took some of these simple principles and utilized them her whole entire life, and unfortunately, the daughter and other family members did not. But it all goes back to being honest, and I think hopefully, I'm really, really going to encourage you again, as I did at the top of the hour, jump on Dave Johnson's call, which commences here in a few minutes, and hear from a gentleman who has been living this his entire life, Jeff Isom, who's in his early 40s as well. And it's we have to be evaluating ourselves, and if not on a weekly basis, you know, some of the greatest most successful people on the planet, they'll do this on a weekly basis. They'll sit down and they'll look at the last week and say, okay, what did I do to improve the areas that I wanted to improve on, you know, for my weekly, my monthly, my annual goals, and are we getting closer to them, and what do we need to tweak? So the phone number to hear Jeff, and again, this is just kind of my take on it, and we didn't get to several of the mentees that I know are chomping at the bit ready to share, but the phone number is area code 218-548-3988. Again, 218-548-3988, and the code 838-54-POUND. 838-54-POUND. And
you know,
for most
Ben,
of us,
I'd also like to hear the rest of them, and our regular mentees that didn't get a chance to report, they could drop us a simple two, maybe one to three sentences
of how they felt about, you know, that challenge that you gave them this morning on the call to share. And we would all love reading them.
Yeah, and if you would, I could read through them really fast. If you wouldn't mind popping us an email, and maybe you're not part of the Team Rogers group. Pop me an email. I would love to be able to share this with the group, because next week we should have been doing it today to set forth our goals for the month of June when it comes to sharing Nikan with other people as far as the business goes, you know, improving the healthy finances. But we'll get into that next week. But you should have already had those on paper and be working towards them. And again, the simplest way to do that is in those, just put some benchmarks, some numbers on paper. What do you want your personal volume to be? What do you want your personal group volume to be? How many customers do you want to sponsor this month? Because that's really what it comes down to. And when you look at doing Nikan, going out there, sharing your story with other people, those things will happen. We don't keep the numbers, the goals in the forefront and say, this is what my focus is today. No. We focus on people and improving their lives as we're improving ours. And this is one of the fastest ways to do that. But if I would really, really, I'll champion this idea, this what Mom just suggested, pop us an email, okay? Most of you listening have our email, just in case, VSRogers, that's Vance Stacy Rogers, VSRogers995@gmail.com. Pop us an email and say, hey, if you had to grade yourself, one area that you exceeded or you were outstanding, and then the other area that you were satisfactory or you need improvement. So those two. Just a couple sentences. It doesn't have to be a whole paragraph, please. But I'd like to know, that's if you, you know, would love to, I would appreciate it greatly. And then we can jump into things next week and talk about our goals, what we did in May, and we're continually moving forward. There's a groundswelling, literally wildfire that's exploding in North America. And it's really, really been fun to see what's taking place. So that's it for today. I don't think there was any other announcement that I wanted to make other than the fact that most of you have encountered some technical difficulties with Nikan's website. I received an email from Brenda Ogden 3 days ago. They are working on it. They are aware of it. They can't, you know, and they're dealing with it. So just be patient. If you can't even log into the website, wait a bit and come back to it. It's not imperative, all right? You're not going to die. The Chicken Little, the world's not going to, you know, the sky is falling. The world's not going to come to an end if you can't log into the website. Just set it aside and then come back to it. As you can tell, I live with a house in a home with lots of females, and everything's over the top and very dramatic on a regular basis. And I'm the calm one that seems to be the peace in the midst of the storm on a regular basis, going, okay, is this going to matter 5 years from now, 5 days from now, 5 minutes from now? Is it really going to? But you don't understand. Yeah, I don't understand. I'm sorry. I'm sorry that you can't log in and FaceTime or, you know, Snapchat with your friends because the Wi-Fi is down. But let's call the phone company. Anyways, I'll stop there. But that is an issue and is being addressed, and I think that's it. So thank you, those of you who contributed, Candy and Doug and Mom, appreciate it greatly. We will have a conversation next week, same time, same number. Have a great weekend, everybody. Enjoy the sunshine. Hopefully it is sunny where you're residing. It's going to be 93 here tomorrow in Corbett, Oregon. Who would have thunk in June? So have a great weekend, everybody. And if there's anything that we can do, don't hesitate to call, text, email. Most of you have our contact information. If you don't, find some sort of method, and we'll get connected and go from there. I gave you our email address, and have a great weekend, everybody. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.